KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a cloudy sky, and it's currently 21 degrees in Atlantic. We look for any snow to be ending across the listening area where it hasn't already, and it has in Atlantic. Skies should become partly cloudy later this morning into early this afternoon, and a high around 30, with winds northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour, giving us a wind chill at times of right around 10 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building in Atlantic. Well, topping the news this morning, a 17-year-old male from Atlantic is in critical condition with a severe head injury at the University of Nebraska Medical Center after he fell out the back of a moving pickup truck Sunday afternoon. The Iowa State Patrol reports the 2007 Chevy Silverado, driven by a 17-year-old male also from Atlantic, was heading northbound on 740th Street near Anita at around 2:40 p.m. when the accident occurred. The injured teen was transported by Cass County Rescue to the UNMC in Omaha. The accident remains under investigation. Cass County Sheriff's deputies and Anita Fire and Rescue assisted at the scene. Now, while the patrol did not identify the teen in its report, multiple social media posts, including from his parents, Dustin McLaren and Jess Erman Ellis, the boy was identified as Steele McLaren, an Atlantic High School senior and a member of the Trojan football team. His father reported late Sunday night that Steele made it through surgery, but will have to be sedated for several days while his condition is monitored. Meanwhile, there has been an outpouring of support and prayers from the community as well as other football teams from around Iowa, including locally Glenwood, Red Oak, and as far away as West Marshall under the hashtag 32 Strong. Students at the Atlantic High School are being asked to wear to honor Steele today by dressing like Steele Day with gray pants, gray shirt, and flannel. Iowa's coronavirus dashboard this morning shows as of 6 a.m. there has been one more death attributed to the virus, bringing the state total to 1,635. 1,080 deaths have been attributed to pre-existing medical or health conditions. There are 576 new positive cases of COVID-19 confirmed by state labs as of today. Health officials say 4,742 test results have been returned since 10 a.m. Sunday, with 3,969 of those coming back negative and 763 positive. The total number of tests completed thus far is 939,206, with 821,209 total negative results and 116,351 total positive results. The positivity rate this morning is at 12.4% for individuals, and statewide rolling average is up to 10.6%. The IDPH says nearly 88,000 Iowans have recovered from COVID-19. In the KJAN listing area, there are four more positive cases in Cass County for a total of 390, and 10 more in Mills County. There are three or less new cases in other area counties. You can see a chart in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. There are currently 561 Iowans hospitalized with the virus, up from 541 on Sunday. There are 129 patients in an ICU. That's 10 more than previously reported. 73 persons were admitted to a hospital statewide. That is down from 85 on Sunday. And there are 45 patients on a ventilator statewide, three more than previously reported. Here in southwest and western Iowa, 40 people are hospitalized with the virus. 12 are in an ICU, down one from yesterday. Three persons were admitted compared to eight on Sunday, and one person remains on a ventilator. Long-term care facility information shows 67 facilities have outbreaks. That is unchanged from Saturday. 1,981 patients and staff at those facilities have tested positive for COVID-19. The patients and staff who have recovered at LTCs amount to 778, and those who have died amount to 808. That's one more than reported on Sunday. Elsewhere in the news, open enrollment is now underway for Medicare for thousands of Iowans and others across the country. The administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, Seema Verma, says it's time for you to review your plan.
They can stick with the traditional program. If they like what they have, they don't have to make any changes. But what's really interesting about this year is that over the last few years, the president's been working to really strengthen and modernize the program. And because of that, we're seeing significant price decreases.
Verma says one of the new programs is for insulin.
So if you are taking insulin, you can get your insulin now for $35 a month. So a lot of savings. There are a bunch of new choices, a lot of new plans.
Verma says there are some other options for services in the plans as well.
Maybe you just need a ride to the doctor's office, or you're recovering from surgery. You need a little bit of help in your house, and they can send you a meal service, or you're having trouble going up and down the stairs, they may install a ramp. So it's just giving more flexibility to the health plans.
Irma says that you can do everything online.
It'll actually let you automatically take all the medications that you're using, and we can see that in the system, and it automatically uploads it. So when you're picking a plan, you can make sure that the plan covers the medications that you're taking. But if you still want to talk to somebody, you can always call our 1-800 Medicare line. That line can also direct you to local resources in your community. There's a lot of volunteers that can also help you walk through the process.
You can also go to Medicare.gov to review your plan. There are more than 637,000 Iowans on Medicare. In the funeral announcements, Gregory Lappy, age 101, of Atlantic and formerly of Exira, died Thursday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A private mass of Christian burial for Gregory Lappy will be held at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Visitation is this evening from 5 until 7 at the funeral home. Mardell Rose Carlson, age 89, of the Lewis and Lyman areas, died Tuesday at the Hanson House in Harlan. A memorial service for Mardell Carlson will be on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at St. John's United Church of Christ, south of Lyman. Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. Samuel Sam Passamato, age 86, of Atlantic, died Friday at his home. A mass of Christian burial for Sam Passamato will be held Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Ruby Mae Brigette, age 93, of Harlan, died October 19th in Des Moines. Graveside services for Ruby Brigette will be on Wednesday at 1 o'clock in the Hamlin Cemetery. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Joyce Nelson, age 78, of Atlantic, died Friday at CCMH. Celebration of Life services for Joyce Nelson will be this Thursday from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. John Sheldon Matteson, age 65, of Carroll and formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday. A visitation with the family of John Matteson will be held Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mark Johnson, age 63, of Atlantic, died September 3rd in Des Moines. A celebration of life for Mark Johnson will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Jackie Rich, age 83, of Atlantic, died Friday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Jackie Rich are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Ruth Underwood, age 77, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday. Services honoring the life of Ruth Underwood will be held at a later date. Due to current restrictions associated with COVID-19, Twig Funeral Home and Guthrie Center is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.